Section 6. Design. Choosing style. Make use of bullets. A continuous block of text will attract less readers than a well-designed list. Use bullet points to express the key areas you wish to highlight. You will increase the likelihood that they are read. Try lists of three. Is there an optimal number of bullet points? Many people have trouble remembering more than three items, so use lists of three. If you want to list more than three items, uneven number of bullet points, for example 5, 7, 9, will encourage higher response rates than even numbers. Choose suitable symbols. Cardiologists have a different view of the anatomy of the human heart than the stereotypical symbols some creative agencies love to use. The company that used mushrooms as symbols in their mailing promoting a vaginal cream designed to treat fungal infections simply looks silly in the eyes of the targeted gynecologists who received the mailing. Using the typical, well-established round symbols is the better technique. Squares and arrows are an option, but angular shapes usually appear less appealing than rounded shapes. You may have noticed that most pictograms and symbols in Windows XP have rounded shapes too. Use notes to annotate. Most people will not read the whole text of a scientific article. You can add your own notes, highlighting important items. Bullet points will help the reader get the message. Select a heading other than those used in the original article, conclusions, summary, or key points. You could even print your text on adhesive post-it notes and stick them onto the original article. A post-it note will catch the reader's attention. Pay attention to typography. If you have precise branding guidelines, the decision about which fonts to use has already been made for you. Follow your branding guidelines. If the guidelines do not give any recommendations, alert your global brand team. If there is none, choose a font and stick to it. Try to achieve a synergy between the message you want to convey and the font to use. Reaching consistency between content and typography is subjective. Do not decide on the font on your own, and don't let your agency decide on their own. Have several versions available and ask some colleagues and clients. Avoid lettering that might appear unusual, eccentric, odd, outdated, or strange. Choose fonts that appear appropriate, modern, and normal. Choose an appropriate, easily readable font size. Many young creative people in advertising agencies have a tendency towards small font sizes, and yet many people over 40, probably the vast majority of your customers, are far-sighted, which means they will not be able to read small print without their reading glasses. Your printed text needs to be large enough so that they can read it, even if they've misplaced their reading glasses. Presentation charts and print material demand, of course, specific guidelines. Text set solely in capital letters is difficult to read, since we're used to the peak and valley silhouette of text that helps us to recognise combinations of letters. Use an orthodox style, one with a combination of capital and lowercase letters. Overuse of bold fonts makes the text difficult to read. Use bold typeface sparingly and selectively. Reserve bold font for the words that convey a benefit to the reader. Text set solely in italic is difficult to read and therefore best avoided. If you feel that you must use it, do so very selectively. Text with a large number of underlined words is also difficult to read. If you feel you must underline words, do so very selectively. Opt for narrow columns. Wide columns are difficult to read. Choose a narrow column width. Have a look at newspapers. They often have less than 30 characters per line. Visit professional websites. They too have narrow columns of text. Of course, you need to be careful to choose the appropriate column width. Too narrow can be as bad as too wide. Choose reader-friendly line spacing. Generally, do not set your line spacing below a value of 1.0. Choose line spacings between 1.0 and 1.2. Experiment and check which setting gives you the best readability. Contrast text and background. Avoid dark coloured letters on a dark coloured background or light coloured letters on a light coloured background. Ensure sufficient contrast. Sounds obvious. How many folders, leaflets and advertisements violate this simple principle? Use initial capitals. Use a capital letter for the first letter of the paragraph. You will increase the likelihood the viewer will start reading. Use direct quotations. When you have a quotation or testimonial, use quotation marks. It makes the text more memorable. Encourage customers to contribute quotations and testimonials, and then pick the most appropriate ones.